On any given day, there are about 440 inmates participating in the Department of Public Safety Work Furlough Program. Inmates are nearing the end of their sentence and are out in the community looking for a job, working, and preparing to re-enter society. About 5%, or one inmate per week, simply walks away to face escape charges. Nolan Espinda is the Director of Public Safety.
We've had 22 people statewide walk away from the program, 11 from OCCC in 2015, 5 from Hilo, 1 from Kauai, 1 from Maui, and 4 from the women's facility.
Espinda says the work furlough program was doubled with passage of the Justice Reinvestment Initiative in 2012, and late last year, public safety began reporting walkaways to the news media. Espinda says the number is unacceptable and there's a common denominator in most cases.
Oftentimes it's as simple as an argument with a family member or girlfriend. It's making the bad choice after work, not being able to stay away from that pow on a beer that the rest of the people can have. These are impulse decisions that occur, and when they, for example, know I'm going to be late by 2 hours, they're going to charge me with escape anyway, and the tendency is to walk away.
The department reports the escape and the police and prosecutors take over. Most escapees are apprehended by police and a judge can add up to 5 years to their current sentence. They're banned from participating in work furlough for 5 to 7 years. But Senate Public Safety, Intergovernmental and Military Affairs Committee Chair Will Espero asked Espinda if the additional punishment was justified.
These are individuals who are at the tail end of their sentence. And you're telling me that just because of bad impulse and bad decision and a bad weekend, you will be banned from this program for 5 years?
Director Espinda responded by saying the public safety program is rigid and uncompromising.
Work furlough is a privilege and not a right. The courts have said you're supposed to be locked up. The Department of Public Safety has decided to go ahead and give you an opportunity to succeed. But the moment you go back to criminality, to criminal thinking, you become a risk to the public. And we need to put you back where you belong.
David attended the hearing but declined to give his last name. He got out of prison 3 weeks ago after completing the work furlough program on Oahu.
It's an excellent program. They call work and make sure you're there and everything else. Monitor your money, how much you take out. I myself, I didn't go anywhere. I just went to work and then came back for almost a year.
Meanwhile, Director Espinda says he will ask the legislature for electronic monitoring devices next session and additional positions to track work furlough inmates.
I'm sorry if I have little compassion for the 22 people who deviate, but my concern is for the 420 people who are participating, and I want them to succeed, and that's what my focus is.
There are 492 beds available statewide for the work furlough program. Currently, 158 inmates are on the waiting list. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.